Sally's little brother held some of the many television mics in the packed, sweltering courthouse Saturday. Activists and journalists crowded around the table where a judge questioned her and her husband, Nabil El Marshahi. After 4 months of begging her husband and petitioning human rights groups, Sally was finally getting her divorce. Anti-child bride activists looked jubilant when the judge pronounced the couple divorced. But Shada Nasser, Sally's lawyer, later said the only reason the divorce went through was because Nabil had requested it. Sally was beaten and raped as a 10-year-old bride, but her December 2009 petition for divorce had failed. Nasser says this divorce is a win for a growing movement in Yemen to end the practice of early marriage. A law that would make 17 the minimum age for marriage in Yemen has been languishing in parliamentary committees for over a year now and is expected to be voted on again in the coming weeks.
I am very happy because Sally now she is free, and I am happy because I have a new evidence for the parliament and President Saleh to look again for this law and to help all the children in Yemen.
Yemen's president, Ali Abdullah Saleh, and his ruling party support the law. There is a considerable amount of international pressure for it to get passed. Even though it won a majority of votes in parliament last year, it still faces powerful opposition from leading sheikhs, who call the measure un-Islamic and a bow to Western cultural imperialism. Early this week, hundreds of women demonstrated in Yemen's capital, demanding the law be passed. In late February, about 1,000 children marched in front of parliament carrying signs that said, "Our future is in your hands," and wearing t-shirts that said, "No to early marriage." The children presented a petition with 60,000 signatures in support of the law. Najud Ali, now 11, divorced her 30-year-old husband last year using a similar strategy as Sally. Both husbands were thrown in jail on trumped-up charges by sympathetic authorities and released after they promised to file for divorce. Najud, who regularly appears at anti-child marriage rallies, says when she grows up, she wants to be a lawyer to help other little girls escape her fate. She and Sally have been featured in international news, but Najud says most of Yemen's child brides still suffer behind closed doors and black veils. Heather Murdoch for VOA News, Sana'a, Yemen.